Welcome to our pre-show for the 15th of July. I just paid my car payment. I bet you think my car's paid off. No, it's not. No, it's not. I used to lease cars, by the way. I've been leasing cars since 99. I lease a car every 3 fucking years. And I stopped doing that, man. I just said, fuck that. I'll just buy the car outright and run it into the ground and then get another car. How about that? So I got a new post on Instagram. It's Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Okay, so it is late on a Sunday night, and we got to get our shit together here and see what else we're going to do here. I got to do a video as well for the show. I just been kind of lazy all day, and because it's Sunday. Fucking tired, too. Let me see, where are we at? All right. Let's see, man, log in. Oh, boy. All the bullshit happened. Fucking country. We'll do our fucking best to fuck this place up, huh? What are we looking for, 2023? Okay. And I also want to find out what is the classic, which I believe it's October 99. All right, so let me see here, man. What's the 15th? July, motherfucker. Not yes, July. Why does it say June? July 15th. Naturally, it's movie time. Construct Steve Bozell proposes a new segment. It's one-on-one with Ted Bell. Did we ever, let me see, did we do that? I don't remember this specifically. Welcome, guys, to today's show, and we feature a one-on-one, one in a series of one-on-ones that we did with some of the better-known and interesting people that we've had on our show.
Wait a minute, man.
One-on-one with Ted Bell. Then we have, that's Thursday. Wednesday is Catscapes. We already did that, motherfucker. Phil brings David G. on to Dr. Jim Salad to air grievances. We already did that one.
Let me see. Okay.
What day is this, Monday? Bobby and Steve are finally at Butner Lake. What the fuck is that? Oh, that's the 18th. Let's do this Operation Jay Santos, whatever this is. This is from the 19th. 4 days hence. Looks pretty funny. We'll do it, man. We're going to do Jay Santos from the July 19th. Then we need November 99. Let's see, man. That's going way back, baby. November 99. Yeah, I'm beat. Fucking beat. I've been tired ever since the interview I did last Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? The interview I did last Tuesday with Nikki Davis and her husband, Sandro, in Hollywood when I walked 3 blocks uphill in the heat. Everybody, you know, everyone's looking at me. Well, that's kind of tough for you. You're kind of old, Phil. No, it's not fucking tough for me, man. I walk all the time. I walk on the goddamn beach. But that day, it was a combination of things. I hadn't had anything to drink, no water. It was extra fucking hot. And that stretch of Sunset Boulevard is uphill, literally. So I'm humping from this 8600 block. Nikki says to me, oh, fuck, I'm sorry, man. It's the 8900 block. So I said to her, that's okay. She goes, are you sure, Phil? We'll come get you, man. No, fuck no. I'll walk it. Fuck, it's way easier than you guys getting in a goddamn car, coming to get me, and then having to, you know, rethink the parking situation. No fucking way. And that seemed reasonable. I love a good walk. I walk all the time. I walk everywhere. But this was just like, you know, it just all of a sudden was kicking my ass. And I realized it was extra hot. And it was this ever so slight but very, you know, significant climb. You know, the street angled up at, I don't know, you know, 40 degrees maybe. So let me look at this. What's the date today? The 15th. Phil uses the restroom live movies inform us. After hearing Phil talk about the film, the insider Margaret calls the privileged Margaret, no issue is important until Hollywood makes a movie about it. I think we already did that. JonBenet Ramsey, aspiring Dave Waller, joins the program. He believes it's very possible beat herself to death with a miniature bat to reenact the Rodney King beating on its fifth anniversary. Oh, sure. We got to do that one. That's the funniest fucking thing I've ever read in my life. Jesus. Where's the, November 1999, real? Okay, groovy. So where's the promo for today? I'll be a motherfucker. What happened to you? That's kind of hacking me off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I had that thing sitting right in front of me, man. Where is it? Jesus fucking Christ. We're doing, what did I say we were doing? Come on, let's go. Let's go, bitch. Let's go, man. Fuck the slow-ass website tonight. Dooley's are selling stud... What? Stud tights. Bill Witherman is back. What is this? What, this is 2023, right? Yeah, Operation Jay Santos. That's what we're doing. Okay, so Wednesday, July 19th. All right. Okay, man. '23, baby. I'm all about that and that thing right. Now, I've been talking to Jackie about Germany a lot because she just was there. She's studying German. And I have an interest in World War II German history. So we've had some interesting, spirited, lively conversations. Nothing bad, but, you know, her aunt lives outside of Hamburg. And Hamburg, Germany, as a lot of you may know, was a place where the Beatles cut their teeth. They were very popular in Hamburg. They had a following there and Liverpool. And it's also a city that after the war ended, they had serial murders and shit. Yeah, they had a thing called the Hamburg Rubble Murderer, where bodies were found in the fucking wartime rubble of Hamburg. It's crazy, man. All right, here we go. A one, a two. Lum de lum de lie. Lum de lum de lie. You don't know that song? If you know that song, you're old like me. All right, here we are, man. Let's do it to it, baby. It's Phil Hendry.